Letter from the Earl of Sutherland to Earl of Leven. Whitehall, March 9th, 1708. My Lord, Your Lordship will receive by this express the warrants of the Council of Great Britain for the seizing 31 persons, of those Her Majesty has most reasons to suspect. They are addressed to Your Lordship not only as Commander-in-Chief in the part of Britain, but as one in whom Her Majesty has a particular confidence, and who she is satisfied will execute them with the greatest zeal and diligence. As for the particular manner of doing'st, you will be so fully instructed by the Earl of Mara's letter to Your Lordship, by the Queen's order, that I will not trouble you with anything, if that, but beg leave to refer you to the order and instructions you will receive from him. The letters that are come in since you left London confirm the arrival of the pretended prince at Dunkirk, with some 12 or 15 battalions of French and Irish. And yesterday we had an account of 5 men of war and 6 privateers being got to Gravelines from Brest and St. Malo's. However, we have so great a strength at sea, and Major General Cadogan has got our troops in such readiness for embarking, that I hope the enemies will not venture out. But we must not rely upon that, but take the best precautions we can to secure ourselves and disarm our enemies at home. I have nothing more to trouble Your Lordship with, but to wish you good success in all you should undertake. I am, with great respect, my Lord, Your Lordship's most obedient, humble servant, Sutherland. I send instructions to Your Lordship by another messenger that does by the way of Kelsey, for fear by any accident miscarry.